Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
Hallelujah. You know, God, Brother Hagin had a vision of Jesus and wrote a book about it. Plans, purposes, and pursuits. God has plans. He has a plan for you and your life. Plan for my life. Plan for the church and the earth. Plan for this church. And I want you to turn your Bibles, please, to Psalm 25. I wrote my partner letter about this. It spoke to me so much. I don't think they've reached you in the mail, but it is posted online. How much I've been meditating this psalm. And gaining great, the Lord actually led me to it just one morning in private devotion. And I was meditating on the Holy Ghost and how it says he will bring you into all truth, lead you into all truth, guide you into all truth, and he will show you things to come, or the coming things. He will show you. So I was meditating on that, and God, I don't know how, because I didn't have a note or anything, he just led me over to Psalm 25. And Psalm 25 has a lot to do with God's plans. And God has a plan for each one of us, and the Hebrew word for it is what, Chip?
Derek.
And when we were in Israel, we had a young Hebrew guide, and he said, oh, there's a Derek for you. That's the best plan of God for your life. And they believe that the scripture which says, train up a child in the Derek he should go, and he will not depart from it. It says, train him up in the path for his life. Find out what the path for his life is and God's plan for his life and train him up in it. And that's why little bitty boys over there, they'll introduce, this is my little doctor. Because they have felt already that God showed them this boy is going to be having to do with healing and health. That's why there's so many Jewish doctors. So this word Derek is in this psalm. And we'll just read a few of the verses here. Beginning with, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, your mind. You have to lift up your mind to the Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Now go to verse 4. Show me your Derek. Show me your plan. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. That's another Hebrew word, but the first one is Derek. And then you can go on down, and he says, verse 8, good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the derrick. Even the sinners he goes after to get them to walk in his ways. He manipulated you. You were once a sinner, lost and undone, without God and his son, and he went after you. Because he had a derrick for you. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the derrick. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his truth. All the derricks of the Lord are mercy and truth, and to such as keep his commandment, covenant, and his testimonies. Now, verse 12 starts with talking about the marvelous man who fears the Lord. What man is he that fears the Lord? Fear meaning worship. Him will he teach, that one who worships God, that one who fears God, he will teach in the way he should choose. We know that because he said, choose life. I set before you life and death. Choose life. I set before you blessing and cursing. Choose blessing. So when you've often come to the fork in the road, haven't you? And he tells you what to choose. And sometimes we hit it right. And a few times, a few of us, not many, have hit it wrong. But even if we did, he got us back in the derrick. How many of you have experienced that? Yes, yes, we all have. Now, the secret, verse 14 is where we're going to camp. The secret of Jehovah. When you see capital L-O-R-D, it's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The secret of Jehovah is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. That's what King James says. But that's not what the Hebrew says. And so when the Lord took me to the psalm that day, I got out my Hebrew book. I can read it too in Hebrew if I have English on the side. The secret of Hashem, Jehovah, is for those who fear him. The secret, the plan, is for those who fear him, and his covenant is to make them know it. That's strong. He's got a plan, and his covenant is to make us know it. It's his covenant. Only thing we got to do is fear him, worship him. Then he's got a covenant to show me the plan for my life, the plan for this church, the plan for the church that I'm a part of worldwide. Hallelujah. Now, they have a note. They have comments down here. And here's what one of their ancient sages said. God has struck a pact with the soul, promising to enlighten it with the true understanding of his glory. God has struck a pact with the soul, promising to enlighten it with the true understanding of his glory. Pact is a covenant. We're going to find out this week he's called us to glory. Plan. Old Testament word, secret. The secret is with the Lord is the Old Testament word sod, S-O-D, and it's secret. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. It's for us. But the new covenant word is mystery. Secret. God's secret plan. His divine plan. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 26. In one of the Paul's letters to the church, the Holy Ghost through Paul said, even the mystery. If you were writing an Old Testament, you might have said secret. because it is mysterion, it's a Greek word, and it means divine secrets, divine plans, things concealed that can be revealed. They stay secret till God reveals them, but he's got a covenant to reveal it to us at the right time. Paul writes, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, here's the secret, here's the plan that's for you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's the mystery, and that's the plan, and God has a covenant with me and you and us to reveal it. Woo! Comes by revelation, no other way. Randy, I don't know where you are, but I want you to be ready to have that video that I ask you to have ready. And I need some kind of a signal if it's ready. It's ready. That is a signal. Your hand up says it's ready. Okay. I'm just about ready to ask for it. And I want to tell you that this service this morning is particularly aimed at this local church. And, of course, you know, it'll help all of you to see the way God works. But you have to know God's plan. Amen. Plans, purposes. God's a God of purpose. And then you pursue it. That's what Jesus told Brother Hagin in that vision. So right here at a, notice what our name is, a glorious church fellowship. We're named it because God revealed to us he had a plan for it. And we named it that. But the plan unfolds in the end of days. And we're on that plan right now. And this church is experiencing it right now. But it's going to grow this week in us locally. Romans chapter 6. And verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, by what? By the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. And that same resurrection life glory is going to come on the church before we leave this earth.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in a glorious church fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.